Now, a new report by the Global Commission on the Economics of Water warns that demand for fresh water will outstrip supply by 40% by the end of this decade. It highlights water wastage, particularly in rich countries, as a cause of what it says is an approaching worldwide crisis. In a moment, we'll hear from one of the authors. First, here's an example of the problems of water scarcity in Pakistan. Arif Jabbar Khan is country director for water aid there, and he sent us this from the hills near Islamabad.
Pakistan is faced with issues of water scarcity, both in terms of quality and quantity. That is mainly because of the effects of climate change that we face. Additionally, we have floods and droughts, which also impact on the quality of water. And most of this is actually related to the climate impacts that we have, although Pakistan is not a contributor to greenhouse emissions, but it is one of the most severely affected country in terms of the effects of climate change. We need to work on these issues now. Otherwise, Pakistan will be a water-scarce country very soon. In fact, some of the prediction is as soon, in the next 5 to 10 years, it will be a water-scarce entity. So we need to take action now.
A view there from Pakistan. A little earlier, I was joined by a professor of environment and development in the Global South at the Amsterdam Institute for Social Science Research and one of this report's lead experts. She is Joyita Gupta. I asked her if this problem of water demand outstripping supply was entirely new.
It's not new. We've had many cities worldwide that have faced day zero, a day when there is no water in the taps. We've had many basins that have reached a closed status, which means that the demand for the water in that river basin is higher than the surface, than the water that is there. And of course, in relation to groundwater, we are pumping out groundwater faster than it's recharging. And that means that we've had this problem for quite some time now, but it is becoming a global scale problem.
Of course, there are parts of the world where there is no water shortages. The temperate areas tend to be the richer areas. Does the report highlight them as using too much water?
Well, it's not just about too much water. It's about some places in the world have too little, some places have too much when we're talking in terms of floods, and some places have a lot of polluted water. So in the richer countries in the world, we also see massive pollution of surface water and groundwater, as well as we see occasionally that the groundwater is dropping very low. We see that rich countries also face the problem of infrastructure breakdown. So the pipes are breaking down in the United States for drinking water services. So you see a lot of trouble in the rich countries, but you also see it in the developing world.
Now, you say that one trend is countries going increasingly nervous about sharing water. That sounds ominous.
Yes, and you see, the problem is that if we see water as scarce, and in fact, through the history of humankind, countries have begun to collaborate with each other because of the scarcity, but they've also begun to not to collaborate with each other because of the scarcity. And in fact, in 2015, countries said in the 2030 agenda that they would like to have full permanent sovereignty over their resources. So this is a bit frightening that countries don't want to share their water. But it is really important that we try to create a call for collective action to ensure that we understand that the global hydrological system is a common shared commodity, a global common good for all of us.
And it's, very briefly, do you have any optimism that that will happen, greater cooperation, just in a phrase or two?
I don't know. You know, in 2015, we were quite surprised that we were able to get together 17 goals from the international community. So, you know, cooperation at the global level goes up and down. And the question is whether next week at this water conference, whether we will be able to get that momentum forward, that countries are actually willing to think about this. But I'm hoping that common sense will prevail.
That was Professor Joyita Gupta in Amsterdam. This is the BBC World Service live from London, a news hour.